type of violence is not from the state board of criminal justice. Narayana namaskritana runtevam narutamam devim saraswati vyasam tutujayam vidirayat nashta prayeswa madresu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhavatu tamasloke bhakti bhavati naishtiki om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. This morning's class is from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 2, text 15 and 16. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. So we begin with text 15. Kuti kuti bhamandeye bhamara vibhuti Sebama Govindera Haya Anga Kanti Koti Koti Brahmandeya Brahmira Vibhuti Sebama Govindera Haya Anga Kanti Koti Koti Brahmandeya Brahmira Vibhuti Sebama Govindera Haya Anga Kanti. Hare Krishna, you can chant if you want. Okay, we'll do word for word now. Koti, tens of millions. Koti, tens of millions. Brahma ande, in universes. Ye, which? Brahmira, of Brahman. Vibhuti, opulences. Se, that. Brahma, Brahman. Govindera, of Lord Govinda. Haya is Anga Kanti, bodily effulgence. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Lord Brahma said, the opulences of the impersonal Brahman spread throughout the millions and millions of universes. That Brahman is but the bodily effulgence of Govinda. Read text 16 also. Se Govinda bhaja amite hon mora pati tanhara prasade mora hai shristi shakti. Word for word. Say that Govinda, Lord Govinda, bhaji, worship. Ami, I, Tehon, he, Mora, my, Pati, Lord, Tanhara, his, Prasade, by the mercy, Mora, my, Haya, becomes, Shristi, of creation, Shakti, power. Translation by Sri Prabhupada. I worship Govinda. He is my Lord. Only by His grace am I empowered to create the universe. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Although the sun is situated far away from the other planets, its rays sustain and maintain them all. Indeed, the sun diffuses its heat and light all over the universe. Similarly, the Supreme Sun, Govinda, diffuses His heat and light everywhere in the form of His different potencies. The sun's heat and light are none different from the sun. In the same way, the unlimited potencies of Govinda are not different from Govinda Himself. Therefore, the all-pervasive Brahman is the all-pervasive Govinda. The Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 27, clearly mentions that the impersonal Brahman is dependent upon Govinda. That is the real conception of absolute knowledge. Oma gena tibirandasya gyana gena shalakaya chakshu unmilitam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chitanya mano vistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamayam dhidati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri guru vaisnavam shicha shri rupa sagajatam sahagana ragunatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam sabudvitam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitam Sicha. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhi Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sundibhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Shivachari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityamini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadi Shatarini Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prima Padaya Te Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gurachi Chay Namaha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavya Divacha Vishundaraya Tasmi Mahaprema Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the text 15 translation is text 15 translation. Lord Brahma said, the opulences of the impersonal Brahman spread throughout the millions and millions of universes, that Brahman is but the bodily effulgence of Govinda. Then the translation for text 16, so scroll up to text 16. All right, so text 16, the translation is, I worship Govinda. He is my Lord. Only by his grace am I empowered to create the universe. Hare Krishna. So, clearly in the first text of the two texts, text 15, it is said clearly that Lord Brahma is the one that is speaking. Lord Brahma speaks to praise the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's potency, and his position. Lord Brahma says in text 16 that by his mercy, the Lord's mercy, is he able to create anything. Matter of fact, he depends on the Lord's mercy for just about everything. Not just about everything, for everything. Not just about. Lord Brahma, if he's speaking like that, the opulences of the impersonal Brahman spread throughout the millions and millions of universes. That Brahman is from the bodily effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Govinda is another name for Krishna, and it means he who gives pleasure to the cows and the senses. That's Govinda. Krishna has a lot of names, unlimited number of names, and he has unlimited potencies too. In this particular one, in this case, Lord Brahma is focusing on how the Lord's effulgence from the body spreads through millions and millions of universes. In the spiritual sky, there are innumerable planets. And the Lord's effulgence is the reason why the universes are also effulgent. The different planets are effulgent in the spiritual world. Then the reflection of the bodily effulgence of the Lord Govinda is responsible for the heat and light in the suns in the different universes of the material world. So this is how things are set up. The real effulgence that is spread through the spiritual planets, the reflection of the effulgence is what provides the heat and light of the sun. And as far as we know, sun is one sun in the universe, and that provides the light and the heat for the planets in the universe, for each universe. And there's also particular aspects of how things are set up. Surya, the demigod responsible for the sun, there's other names too, makes sure that the sun gives its heat and light. We're talking about not the effulgence at the spiritual world now, bodily effulgence. We're talking about the reflection, the sun in the material universes. Let's take one example. Our universe that we're in, we're one planet in there. All of the other planets don't have light on their own. The sun provides the light. So, strictly speaking, without the sun, all of the other planets in the universe would be dark. The sun provides that heat and light. So then there's reflection off the sun, which also is what the moonlight gets from the moon. But we won't get too technical about it, but it all comes down to its source. The source is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, Krishna, spreading the impersonal Brahman, the bodily effulgence. Now we say impersonal Brahman, so we link the bodily effulgence of Govinda to the impersonal Brahman. Lord Brahma is explaining here. Lord Brahma is the head of this particular universe. He's also responsible for the creation of the different planets and many more things in the universe. So he's the one that's speaking, praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Chaitanya, who is also Govinda, Krishna. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 1, all opulences, all potencies are in the original personality of Godhead, Vasudeva, or Lord Krishna. So many pastimes, some of it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. So much is there, and the Lord plays different roles at different times by His supreme will. So His opulences are all there, potencies, fame, beauty, knowledge, renunciation. All the opulences are there in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a matter of fact, there is just a small part of it that is used in the whole material world. He says, what you see as the beauty in this material world is just a spark of my splendor. The Lord is absolutely unlimited. And the spiritual world, so much is there. So all the planets are effulgent from this effulgent rays from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's through the Supreme Personality of Godhead that all the planets in the spiritual world are effulgent. Here is the sun only that provides light and heat. And the other, every planet in the material world outside of the sun is dark. So the purport, part of the purport by Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavatam 1.3.1, it says, a part of his opulence is manifested as the impersonal Brahman. So impersonal Brahman is just a part of the opulence of Krishna. Another part is manifested or expanded as the Paramatma. So there are three features in the material world from Krishna. Karanodakshaya Vishnu is expanded from Krishna. The material universes come from Karanodakshaya Vishnu, also called Mahavishnu. And then he expands to Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, there's a Garbhodakshaya Vishnu for each universe. And the Lord who was speaking, Lord Brahma, who religion is called God, he's the one that's responsible for all the varieties in each universe. So for this universe, if you look at the Bible, and God said, let there be light, let the waters be separated from the land, and so on, all of those things described very simply in the Bible, those are the work of Lord Brahma. So Lord Brahma is regarded as supreme based on the universe that is the Lord Brahma is. And there are many Lord Brahmas. This universe here has one Lord Brahma, and the one that Lord Brahma is actually Deva, an entity here, living entity who has in fact gotten the boon from Krishna that when he leaves his body, he goes back to the spiritual world. Our connection with the Lord, which we call Sampradaya, or party, spiritual party, like we have political parties, a spiritual party, that way, Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we are connected to Lord Brahma, our line, the Supreme Succession, the spiritual masters, are connected to this particular Sampradaya. And Lord Brahma is therefore very much heard. He is one of the 12 Mahajans, the 12 authorized personalities for the Shastra to explain things the way they are. And he says that the Govinda is in fact one whose partial opulence is this effulgence. So we talked a little bit about the Karanodakshaya Vishnu, the first feature of the three. There are three. I've talked about two so far. Garbhodakshaya Vishnu expands from Karanodakshaya Vishnu or Mahavishnu. And then Lord Brahma comes from this Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. And he's the one that is taught to come up with the different engineering aspects of the universe. I mean, he's coming up with different planets and the positions and so many things. And then he also has created other living beings from him who are the ones that see to it, the demigods, see to the administration of the different aspects of the universe, universal things. So Lord Brahma is head. Then from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, the Shirodakshaya Vishnu, the Paramatma that permeates every living entity, is also in the heart of all of us. This is the Paramatma, as we call the super soul. So each person has the soul. We are the soul. Actually, we have a body, but we are the soul. And the soul is in the heart area. The soul is not material, it's a spiritual, so it's not like connected to the heart, but it's in the heart area, and then the super soul is also there. The super soul is from Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So this is how things are set up. Now, Brahman effulgence. Before I go to the next one, 16, I would want to ask if there's any kind of questions that the devotees have about 15, and we'll go to 16 after that. So I'd like to divide it into two like that. The opulence is the impersonal Brahman. 16 is slightly different what it talks about. So are there any questions for text 15, the Brahman effulgence? If not, we'll go to 16. Okay. You can ask questions at the end of the whole thing if you want. But 16, Lord Brahma says, I worship Govinda. He is my Lord. Only by his grace am I empowered to create the universe. So this is where the distinction comes in. And those of us that used to be, religionists, I was Catholic, and reading the Bible, clearly so much is said about God in the Old Testament. And we talked about God's creation. It is described how he created and then how human beings came to be. All of that's described there in a very simple way. Sometimes it's been allegorical. But it still gives some sense of the control and the creative potency of God. Now, if you look at the translation for 16, it says, I worship Govinda. Lord Brahma says, I worship Govinda. He is my Lord. So the God that they gave all of the engineering of this particular universe, Lord Brahma says that he worships Govinda, and Govinda is his Lord. So that tells us that Krishna, Brahma is saying clearly that Krishna is the Lord of Lords. Only by his grace am I empowered to create the universe. So the empowerment to do comes from Govinda. Lord Brahma is the personality that's the topmost in this universe, and he is saying that. So how fortunate we are to know Krishna in the way in which Lord Brahma describes it, in the way Srila Prabhupada has also described it. The potency of Govinda. He is the Lord of Lords. And Lord Brahma is actually confirming that. In fact, in his compilation called Brahma Samhita, there are so many things that Lord Brahma describes about Krishna, describes about the spiritual world, describes about Krishna's own properties, things about him, his opulences. So much is there that Lord Brahma is making it clear to us that there is nobody to worship than the Lord himself. And so we follow Krishna consciousness in bhakti, and the Lord is very loving and very merciful. And Lord Brahma is saying that I worship Govinda, he's my Lord, only by his grace am I even empowered to create things in this universe. The universe is, when it comes from Karunadakshaya Vishnu, there is no variety then. It's the Lord Brahma, that provides the variety. But even that is taught by Lord Vishnu for him to be able to do that. So this is a lesson for us to learn and always remember that when we chant the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we are connecting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Lord for Lord Brahma, who's one of the Mahajans, the 12 Mahajans. In the purport for this text 16, the sun is situated far away from other planets, and its rays sustain and maintain all of them. In one lecture, Srila Prabhupada was talking about the material scientists, and they're talking about going to the moon, and he was describing how far the moon was from the sun, 1.3 million miles. Now, he said, but if you, this is Srila Prabhupada, he said that if we take what the scientists talk about as the distance between the Earth and the sun, 93 million miles. That's what they said. Now, he wasn't supporting it necessarily, but he said, even if you take that, And then we add this over a million miles to where the sun is compared to the moon, then you get 94 plus million miles. And is it possible for a spaceship to do 94 million miles from this Earth? So then he was quite doubtful that we went to the moon. But there's other things too have come about to disprove that point. But getting into it too much, we'll be getting into politics, and I certainly don't want to do that. And so we'll leave that alone. Srila Prabhupada is making the comparison of the sun situated far away from the planets, but its rays sustain and maintains them all. Similarly, the Supreme Sun, the form of Govinda, so he's making the connection like that, diffuses his heat and light everywhere in the form of its different potencies. And the Lord is absolute, therefore his potencies are also him. The Lord has unlimited potencies. So Srila Prabhupada describes the unlimited potencies of Govinda are none different from Govinda himself. We may have things, but we are not those things. Yet the potencies of Govinda, Krishna, are still Krishna. That's why we call him the absolute truth. The absolute truth thinks about him is him. The Lord's paraphernalia is the Lord. The Lord's pastimes are the Lord. And more importantly, for this particular age we're in, Kali Yuga, the Lord's name is the Lord. Therefore, if we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we are not only calling on the Lord's name, but we have the Lord. We have the Lord. The Lord's name is Him. The Lord's pastimes describe Him. He's also Him. Like that. It is not the easiest conception to try to take in, because we're so used to we ourselves, to us being one entity, and then the things that we have being others. But the Lord is not like us in that sense. He can be things about Him are Him. Now, so the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma, is described by His grace. Is He able to do anything like the creation of these varieties in this universe? So, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, text 27, a little more is described about the Brahman. The constitution of Brahman is immortality, imperishability, eternity, and happiness. And Srila Prabhupada describes his three stages. Brahman is the beginning of transcendental realization. Paramatma, the supersoul, is the middle or the second stage in transcendental realization. And then the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not even the third stage, just the ultimate realization of the absolute truth. So the effulgence, the Brahman effulgence is the first. It's a partial of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, the Supersoul, the second stage, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the ultimate. So both Brahman and Paramatma are all contained in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda, in that sense. Make a simple description of it. The Paramatma and impersonal Brahman are within the Supreme Person. So Srila Prabhupada describes that when a living entity in this material world, conditioned by material nature, starts to cultivate spiritual knowledge, then he elevates himself from the position of material existence and gradually rises to the Brahman conception of the Supreme. Now, for devotees, what does that mean? When a devotee that is not that knowledgeable about transcendence, or when a person that's not knowledgeable about transcendence comes to Krishna consciousness, they have some faith in God. And by the mercy of the Lord, they get connected somehow maybe through a book or maybe another devotee, or somehow Krishna brings them into Krishna consciousness and their hearts are open to that. The first thing that Srila Prabhupada, most of his lectures have it, that you are not this body. You are the spirit soul, and the spirit is not material. That's the first understanding. Aham Brahmasmi. We are spiritual. That is the first beginning. That compares to the Brahman realization. The first thing. The second thing is, once you're told that you're a spirit soul, and the spirit soul is in the heart area of you, this human body, the spirit soul is in the heart area of this body, then you're also told what? You're not alone there. There's a spirit, there's another spirit, but the Supreme Spirit is there. So that's the second thing. So first, a person is told that you're not this body, you're a spirit soul. The spirit soul is in the heart area of this physical body. And then there's also a subtle body, which we'll get into that. But the super soul is there. The super soul is the Paramatma. So that, in that sense, is now the devotee's first and second realization of spirituality. First, you're not this body. Second, that you are the soul, and the spirit, super soul, is there along with you in this physical body. The third, which is, or the ultimate, ultimate realization, is Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the sum total of everything that you're hearing. Your soul, sure, you are. But you're just a small part, an infinitesimal part of the Supreme Soul. Two, in this physical body, in the material world, you don't use physical bodies in the spiritual world, but in the material world, in these physical bodies, in the heart area, by the way, because you're in the heart area, when you normally point yourself something about me, 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 you tend to, you know, strike your heart where, that at least put your hand, palm, on where your heart is, because that's where your soul is. Nobody has to teach you that. You just do that. And Paramatma is there. So what is Paramatma doing? Paramatma is the one that allows things to happen. Without Paramatma, we cannot do anything. He sanctions what has to be done. Now, people do right, people do wrong. But you cannot blame Paramatma for things that are done wrongly. He allows things to happen, but our intelligence tells us, if we're going to do something wrong, that Krishna would give, through the Paramatma, a warning that you can do it, Srila Prabhupada says you can do it, but there is consequence. And so sometimes, if you want to do something, your mind kicks in. Even somebody that wants to go get some money illegally from a bank, go hold up a bank, there will be that idea that will come in the person's mind, but I can be caught, but I can be jailed. Now, if they ignore it and they go and commit that problem, well, Paramatma allowed it, but that's not the Paramatma's fault. Whatever that they have to deal with for that mistake that they've done, or that deliberate criminal activity, they'll be in trouble. Even if the police doesn't catch up with them and they get away from it, there is a superintendent of death, Yamaraj, and his entities, those that work with him, they will make a note of things that have been done by that person. And so even if the law doesn't catch up with that person, when that person dies, that wrongdoing will be things that they'll have to face some punishment for. So there's no getting away with anything. There is no getting away with anything. And there's the likelihood that the punishment will be quite severe. We know about the hellish planets. There are hellish planets for different types of sins, different types of wrongdoing. And they are set up in such a way, it's on the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, towards the end of the fifth canto. Different types of punishment in different types of hell. Hellish planets with different types of punishment. So there's no getting away whether the Lord catches up with or not. Even those who are so rich now and so powerful that they can do things and that are wrong, and since they have connections, they can get away with it. They can get away with it only on this planet. They can get away with only a country. But they can't get away with it as far as Yamaraj and Yamaraj's agent, the superintendent of death, who takes care of everything that's going on in terms of what right they're doing, spiritual credits and spiritual debits. One suffers for the spiritual debits, the wrong things they do, and you have a chance to enjoy for the right things that you do also. But all in the, you know, material world. If you want to get out of the material world, that's the boon that Krishna, through the spiritual master, has given us. And that is the process of bhakti. And that's why we do devotional service and chant and also hear, in order to get away, earn the mercy of the Lord, and to get away from the material world once the time comes for us to leave this body. And so, yes, we have to chant the Supreme Personality of Godhead named Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And there are things that we should do also. And this is described in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Vrishabhadeva. He was talking to his 100 sons, and he told them that, my dear sons, you have to accept a highly elevated personality as spiritual master. This is very, very important for devotees. We have to get back to the spiritual world through faith, then association of devotees, so we stay within the spiritual process, because non-devotees will not keep us in the spiritual process. Only devotees can. And then we get connection to the spiritual master, get initiated by the spiritual master. And that spiritual master is the one that would plead our case for us, for Krishna to have mercy on us, to have us go back after we leave this body, after we die. The soul go back. So it is important to connect with the spiritual master. And the spiritual master also teaches. The ultimate thing the spiritual master teaches is how to keep your faith strong in the Supreme Personality of Godhead and build that faith up so much and serve so much that the love that is dormant in our hearts is awakened and developed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Maharaj Vrishabhadeva also says, we should stay away from sense gratification. Sense gratification is trying to get pleasure in the material things here, like drinking, like illicit sex, like intoxication, like gambling, the things that gives so-called rush, but they actually are temporary and they're not true happiness, and they relate to the material world only, and therefore we won't get a chance to go back to the spiritual world when we stay with that. There is also pleasure and pain in this world. You can't stop it. Pain will come even if we don't want. Trouble will come sometimes without being invited. And sometimes there's some pleasure. Some things that feel nice. Every now and then you hear, you know, people are saying, oh, we got good weather this time. It's very nice. Whatever that, you know, temperature is, people say, oh, yeah, it's nice. And a nice humidity. And then you see people go out and go to the parks and so on because the weather is better. But most of the time, a good bit of the time, the weather is either too hot or too cold, too humid, and so on. So Maharaj Vrishabhadeva says, we have to tolerate that duality of pleasure and pain. It's like the seasonal changes of summer and winter. Even if individually we go through some pain, we got to tolerate. Try to fix what you can, but for the most part, understand that pain is there. Even somebody that's wealthy, they can get sick, They can go to the hospital, be able to pay the bill, but still a certain amount of pain will have to be endured before the medicine is kicking in to try to make the person feel better. It is, in fact, life here. It is, pain is part of life. And so, Maharaja Shabadev says, tolerate. Tolerate. Do the best you can, tolerate. They come, they go. And if there's pain, then it means that actually our situation here in the material world is a miserable condition. Why? Because if you compare it to the spiritual world, there is no pain. There's only pleasure. And it's the highest pleasure, called bliss, ananda. That's what's in the spiritual world. So we go through pain here. Whereas there's total pleasure, and the pleasure is ever increasing in the spiritual world. Perfection, bliss, effulgence, happiness, beauty, all of that's there in the spiritual world. When we compare what's in the spiritual world to what even so-called opulent in the material world does not compare at all. It is phenomenal, the beauty that's in the spiritual world, and everything is spiritual, and one doesn't have to go through any kind of anxiety. Nothing. Everything is provided. It's all about love, how to love. And people just share love, and entities share love. And Srila Prabhupada also described that whatever a person wants to do, as long as at the back of their minds they are doing it in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is allowed. It's allowed. There is, and I know the Buddhists know that there's a Siddha Swarup, the original form of a person in this, of the entity in the spiritual world. The soul is a particular original form, but the soul is also versatile. Not only are the senses of the soul versatile, but the soul can take on different forms based on the kind of activity or service that the soul wants to do to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if somebody wants to be a spiritual rock, they can be. A spiritual ant, they can be. A spiritual flower, they can be. A spiritual gopi, in different relationships. All of that is allowed in the spiritual world. So there's so much variety that's there. And so we are fortunate that Srila Prabhupada and the Parampara have, or the cyclic succession, have given us this wonderful opportunity to have first an understanding of the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, the Paramatma. So the Lord is with us all of the time, super soul, which is the individual soul in these bodies, and that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is a sum total of all these partial energies. And when we serve His devotees, serve the spiritual master, connect with the spiritual master, and live based on some of the things that Maharaja Shabadev has said, what applies to us. Detest sense gratification, tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain, and realize the miserable conditions of living entities here. So you just do the best that you can in the material world, but whatever effort you put in, put Krishna's service first. Take care of your families, but service to Krishna has to be put first as the, it's a priority in everything you do, so that Krishna will also look at us as serious enough to want to go back. So then the spiritual master can help us, plead our case for us to be accepted in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. I'll just read the two English translations of Adilila chapter 2. Text 15, Lord Brahma says, the opulence of the impersonal Brahman spread through the millions and millions of universes. That Brahman is the bodily effulgence of Krishna, Govinda. And he also says, I myself, Lord Brahma, worship Govinda. He is my Lord. And so the message is given to us. He is the Lord of Brahma, then he better be the Lord for all of us. Only by his grace am I empowered to create the universe. So Lord Brahma says, I depend on Krishna's grace. So we also should depend on Krishna's grace and understand Krishna is in control of everything at all times. Hare Krishna. Yeah, that's Srila Prabhupada's comment because we didn't get that. Yeah. Well, when people have faith, they have faith in God. Those who are non-devotees don't understand the impersonal Brahman, not even that. Because religionists are taught only to the point of the creation of this particular universe, and that if they live a life based on things that are qualities of a mode of goodness, they will go to heavenly planets. Heavenly planets is not the spiritual world. Heavenly planets is just the higher material planets where there's more opulence, there's better lifestyle standard of living than here. But still, the people have, and God is generic, the name God. They all say God, which is good, but it's generic. And when you, a person comes to, so from that faith comes to Krishna consciousness, usually because they have more things that they want to know, seekers of knowledge. Yeah, there's also those who are, distressed and they want to connect with God. They also come and they are, those who are thinking that the Lord should help their material situation get better, they also come. But especially those who come for more knowledge, they want to know more that is not being described well in religion to them. So they have some faith. They have some faith in God. But when they come, and then transcendence, things that are beyond the material, begins with this impersonal Brahman thing. Aham Brahmasmi, I am not the body, I am the soul. That's the first connection. And now they're going to be hearing things about the soul, which is what's described quite extensively in the Bhagavad Gita. From a second chapter on, we describe the nature of a soul. All of these things are not known by religionists. The answer is no, they don't know about impersonal Brahman yet. They may know, even the effulgence. How many people know that the reflection of the Lord's body is in fact what the sun is? If you tell somebody that the sun is a reflection of even a higher spiritual body, they wouldn't know that. Yeah, so there is actually a whole new world about the spirit that's open when a person comes into Krishna consciousness, transcendental knowledge. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada. Sure. Yes, the we are personalists and the impersonalists that are both in some knowledge about spiritual things. The impersonalists are the ones that only go up to the point of understanding the impersonal Brahman. And they want from that understanding to merge into the impersonal Brahman or the Brahmajyoti, the effulgence of the Lord. And they think when they merge, they become one with the Lord in that sense. Now, yogis, they go through meditation. They also understand that there's spirit. We're not, this body is not connected with spirit, is material. But they go through meditation and they understand the super soul as Paramatma, and they want to relate to Paramatma, and therefore they go to meditation to realize Paramatma. So they are the second stage. They're aware of the Brahman effulgence, they're aware of the Paramatma. But the Paramatma is an expansion of Krishna, the original. And so that's that stage. But devotees know about the through the mercy of spiritual master guru and sadhu and the shastra, know about the not only the Brahman effulgence of the Lord and the Paramatma in which is the super soul with all the other souls in different bodies, but then they know the source of all of that, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So a devotee is presented with a sum total of Krishna, the potencies of Krishna, that as the source, he's the source of all other incarnations. And so a complete knowledge compared to the others, yogis and also the impersonalists, or sometimes called the Mayavadis, because they think they can become at this same level as Lord Narayan. But that's another story. Devotees know the full situation about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for lack of a better word. Okay. It's a process of understanding, that's all. It's a process of understanding. And Srila Prabhupada doesn't waste much time at all for us to go straight to Krishna. Because, we are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Krishna is a sum total. Krishna is the, of all expansions, Vishnu, they're all contained in Krishna. He sent you to Krishna right away. So devotees, when they come to this, don't stay at the impersonal or the Paramatma state at all. No, we are taught straight to Krishna. No, so it's like there are the three levels, or the first, second, and then the ultimate level. But Srila Prabhupada takes us directly to the ultimate level. That has to be clear, because we were talking about one stage and then the next stage. Yeah, the understanding is there. The understanding is there about the effulgence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The understanding is there about the super soul, which accompanies the original soul, and it's from Shiva Dakshaya Vishnu. All the Vishnus, they're explained that way. But Srila Prabhupada does not make us stay in those two levels. The understanding of those levels are there, but we are from the spiritual world. We are in quality, same as Krishna, in quantity, very different from Krishna. And this is our world, so we leave to go to the spiritual world. Leave this body, and then we go to the spiritual world to be with Krishna, to associate with Krishna. Yeah, for us it's a process of understanding, but not to go to the spiritual or make meditation just to realize the super soul. No. We can help others simply by explaining what the truth is. Just like that, explaining what the truth is. If somebody is not too inclined to know things in detail, then you say Krishna is the Supreme Lord And how to connect with them is to chant Hare Krishna, and then you teach them how to chant Hare Krishna simply like that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because it's said in the scriptures, actually our work is easier than you think. It's said in the scriptures that the person that serves the Lord devotionally, bhakti, bhakti yoga, hears and chants, has actually gone to the point of the full understanding of who Krishna is supposed to be and how we're supposed to relate to him. Without too much of intellectual knowledge, a person whose heart is open to serving the Supreme Personality of God and chanting his holy name has already arrived at where they need to be. Now, full knowledge, that would be given when the soul splits from the physical body and the subtle body and goes back to the spiritual world. That's the quality of a soul. Right now, we're not using the soul's, soul gives us consciousness, but we're using the physical body and the physical mind and so on. So we won't know much. So back in the spiritual world, then yes, everything about, the truth is known in full by the soul who's now going back to the spiritual world. But for now, the best thing to do is Krishna is the supreme. Krishna is the all-attractive. You chant to connect with him, and you serve, and you open your heart to serve like that. And that is good enough. And of course, you have to taste Krishna Prasadam also. Connect the little things that you do not eat meat and so on. Explain all of that so they live at the mode of goodness level. And that is the actual critical understanding that a person is supposed to have. When they have that and they want to chant, they decide to chant, then that person is on the right track. And they understand most of what needs to be known. The rest of it will be details. But most of what needs to be known, that's the basis that's already there. Hare Krishna. Very important. You're bringing up a good question. The hellish planets, first of all, when I tell you things that are a little bit comforting, when a person is chanting the holy name of the Lord and worshiping and dancing in front of Gunitai, the Lord, Srila Prabhupada said they will not see a hellish planet. So, chant, they don't have to worry about going there. But there are many planets in the hellish planet. In the hellish, there are many. We have three systems: heavenly planet, medium planet, and then the hellish planets. The hellish planets, there's a lot of them. And towards the end of the fifth canto in our book called Srimad Bhagavatam, description is given of some of them, their names and what happens and so on. So I'll just tell you very, very little of it. Some of off the top of my head. Someone that's a habitual liar, for example. Habitual liar. There's a planet that they go to. I don't remember the names because they're all Sanskrit names. I don't remember them. But there is punishment where the body that is taken to the subtle body that's taken to the hellish planet, there will be the punishment of somebody is taking a needle and a thread and it's actually sewing through your body, literally. But the thread gives you pain every time and you can't die. Yeah, the punishments are horrible. In some of the religions, they know that there's hellish planet where there's fire, that burns and burns like that for a long time, and the person goes through the pain of heat from fire. But that's not the only thing. There's other types of punishment that are heat related. Someone who is who has dealt with the things like prostitution and so many things involving or illicit sex activities, if you go to the hellish planet. We're talking about people who are not Krishna conscious now. We're talking who are not. Krishna conscious people get saved from going to hellish planets. So they would be made to do things involving the opposite sex in a form. And when you embrace that particular thing because you like illicit connections, then that particular form is hot. So when you embrace, then you feel the heat of that person. But then you will be forced to do that repeatedly because there are assistants of Yamaraj that will force a person to go through this. Now, when a devotee, let's stay with the hellish planet for a little bit longer. This punishment is not forever. There's a period of time after which a person that is in the hellish planet can leave. It is for a period of time. I know that in some religions they say, well, you go to the hellish planet and you go there and you stay there forever and ever and ever. Well, that would not make God fair at all because you don't sin forever and ever and ever. So why should you be punished forever and ever? So that, if you had that idea, forget that. A person that goes to the hellish planet can, in fact, at some point, be released from the hellish planet. And what happens after that is, and in most cases, the person would be put not in a physical body that is human, but the other non-human type body, the animal body, the tree body, the aquatics, those in the sea, and the insect or reptile kind of bodies. So that also explains why there are other entities that are alive, but they don't have as much intelligence as we human beings have. From that situation, from the hellish planet, those punishment, they will come, they will be born, but they will be born into the non-human type bodies. This is also then the continuation from there. So hellish planets are there for punishment. It's very severe, but for a particular period of time determined by the superintendent of death, Yamaraj, who is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then you go into this non-human body. And then after a while, all active bodies, they also die. So at some point, death, then go to another body. And there's progression until at some point you get a human body again. And now you can understand Krishna if you want to. So that's how it works. It's long. I could explain it longer, but hopefully that at least gives some sense of how things are set up. Hare Krishna. Okay. Kripasunivyevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hare Krishna, glory to the Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, glory to the Prabhupada.